Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dr. Copen, do you have grandchildren? I don't mean to ask you that just out of the blue, but we were talking about top baby names.
Do. Yeah, so we have my son and daughter-in-law. They have an Aviva, an Ayla, and an Amalia.
They're
matter of fact, Aviva's seventh birthday is on Sunday, so we're going out for her birthday party.
Nice. That plays into what you said, the A ending names. They're very popular. Olivia, Eva, those kinds of things. You see a lot of them. Well, Dr. Copen, have fun at that birthday party. I'm glad to hear that. We were just talking about baby names.
It's going to be a Barbie birthday party, too.
Woo!
So I'm looking
all right. I bet you look good in pink. So, you know, wear it well, Dr. Copen.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. The Barbie birthday party. We've moved up from Peppa Pig. So we're doing well.
We did princess for first, second, third, fourth, fifth. I think we graduated in the sixth birthday. So there you go. It's fun.
We once did a Barney birthday for my now 30-year-old son. And when baby Bop walked in, he started to cry.
I love it. That's so awesome. Oh, gosh. Well, have fun at the parties. This is what life's all about. These are the things we treasure now because we couldn't do them for so long. And now we're back doing these kinds of things. Hey, I do want to get to that in a second. What kinds of activities, you know, are okay? Seth Rogen got a lot of people talking when he mentioned the Emmy. Was it the Emmys? What award show is that? The award show he was just, yeah, the Emmy Awards. And, he kind of called out that thing that so many were thinking as they were watching people shoulder to shoulder, kind of, you know, sardined on in there with the award show. And they thought, well, hey, is this okay? Closed tent, even though it was outdoors, it was closed and seemed to have ventilation. Here's what he said. I think we have that audio, Beck.
Good to be here at the Emmy Awards. Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now. I would not have come to this. Why is there a roof? It's more important that we have three chandeliers than that we make sure we don't kill Eugene Levy tonight.
I'm sure you saw that, heard that at the time. But it, you know, just sort of opened up this whole conversation by calling out attention to that very thing about what kinds of things should we be okay with now? Is that kind of event okay now that we're vaccinated and living with the virus? What do you think, Dr. Copen? I always appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, well, my understanding is all the Emmy participants were expected to be vaccinated or have evidence of a negative COVID test, one of those two things. So that's one of the ways to mitigate risk. This idea, though, of being outside but in a tent that's sealed, I would rather be inside with regular ventilation, I would think, than a situation like that. I just don't know. I mean, it seems like they made an error, if indeed that was the situation. I didn't watch the Emmys, so I really can't comment on what the configuration was of where they had it. But boy, Seth there sure seemed to think that was,
he was uncomfortable.
Problem. But I think this brings up the more important question for us mere mortals who don't get invited to the Emmy presentation.
Right.
And, what works and what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example with the Bulls and Blackhawks starting. We've talked about before that the United Center has set a policy. It's a private venue that people who are going to come to a concert or a Blackhawks game or a Bulls game are going to have to be able to show evidence of vaccination or a negative PCR or antigen test that was done within the last 48 hours. And I commend the United Center for that. I think that's the right way to think about this. People can choose to go to see to see a game, see a concert, and feel safe that they're with people who've been vaccinated or people who have had a negative test. And we also have the mandatory mask policy there, right? It's indoors in the state of Illinois. So I think people can make the decision to go to one of those games. If they feel safe doing it, if they feel confident, please go and enjoy. I think we're at the point where people can do that.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, it's interesting. Did you see the news today? The Blackhawks released or revealed, I should say, that 100% of the team members are fully vaccinated. And that's sort of setting the tone. And that I think the entire team, the organization, as they like to say, is. But one of the interesting things there, Dr. Copen, is that there are U.S.-Canada border protocols. And so if you're unvaccinated, you wouldn't even be able to cross the border to play without quarantining, so it would even jeopardize your ability to play. So that's another issue for that league.
Yeah, so there, you know, if we think back to last year, the Toronto basketball team, the Raptors, they actually played their home games in Florida. So, you know, it's crazy stuff having to go across international borders. Thankfully, we now can travel to Canada, and I know we're going to have reciprocity soon with Canadians being able to come into the United States. So I'm great for the Blackhawks. I mean, that's a great example that they're setting for everybody, the 100% participation in vaccination. It's smart. Those guys are in close quarters. Who wants to get COVID and not be able to play for 2 weeks? So I'm just really glad to hear that. And, you know, I think people, as long as their own personal health situation and their family situation makes it okay to be able to go to an indoor event and you're vaccinated and masked, go ahead and do it and enjoy and cheer on your favorite team.
Yeah, I hear you. Dr. Copen, we have to pause here for a second. I want to ask you on the other side. We've seen the news about local ERs pleading with folks, particularly children and pediatric areas, that where just don't come to the ER unless you really need to. I want to ask you more about this. I'm trying to understand who is going into emergency rooms. What is the breakdown? What are you seeing right now in terms of that seems like a pretty dire message with our COVID numbers relatively under control? More with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, in a moment. Dr. Jeffrey Copen is with us, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, before I ask you about the ERs being flooded with children and the warning to the parents to say don't bring them here unless you really need to, there's a texter who asks a question that I would love to hear your answer to. 630, I'm vaccinated and I support everyone getting vaccines. However, people who are vaccinated can still give off the virus and people who are vaccinated can still catch the virus. So I'm not sure I understand why it's okay for people to be in large groups, even though vaccines are required.
Yeah, good question. What are we trying to achieve is really the question. The days of hoping for zero COVID or absolutely no COVID, those days are gone. The virus is with us. The virus is going to stay with us. Our goal now is to get from a pandemic like we are right now to more of an endemic situation, the seasonal flu. So hopefully this coronavirus will become like that. We know that if we're vaccinated, even though it's possible to have a breakthrough infection, vaccinated people do not get severely ill. So that's the reason that it's okay to, as long as you feel comfortable yourself, and it's an individual's choice. Do I feel comfortable? If you go into a place like the United Center, and there is a possibility, of course, of somebody shedding the virus, so you're not 100% protected, but the risk is still very low. So an individual who feels comfortable under that situation should go ahead, should feel comfortable going in. Somebody, though, who really wants to avoid pretty much all the risk and doesn't want to be in an inside space with lots of people, don't go. And that's a smart move for that individual. So I think different people have to make the appropriate decision for themselves what they're going to do. So I think that's the best answer to what really is a wonderful question.
It is. And it's something I think that's very relevant to our lives. You know, I've been in the situation, maybe others have too, where you go to a business and you walk in and it's incredibly crowded and it just feels not so good. It just doesn't feel comfortable. I went to an ice cream place with my kid and my husband and some other kids, and it was literally packed. It was a take a number kind of situation, and it was shoulder to shoulder. And it just felt like an environment that a lot of people didn't feel comfortable in. So several people left. There was no open windows, no open doors, nothing like that. And people just walked out and said, I'm not comfortable. And I think we're all making those judgments for ourselves every day. It's happening.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the right way to think about it. We have to live our lives, right? And the way that we live our lives very much will be decided by the kind of what our health might be, what kind of life we want to have. I mean, for example, you know, I know plenty of people over the age of 65, people in their 80s, who feel comfortable going into restaurants, indoors, mm-hmm. eating. They're vaccinated. Now they've gotten their boosters. They feel comfortable. I know other people, you know, who are older in their 80s who've made a very different decision. They don't want to do that. And I think that's really appropriate. I think that's healthy. And I think that's the way that we all need to be thinking about how we're going to behave as individuals as the pandemic continues.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a caller here. Peggy's got a question for Dr. Copin. Go ahead, Peggy. You're on WGN.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm just confused, Dr. Copin. I got the double Moderna shot, and I've heard about the Pfizer booster being in process and probably recommended for people over 65. But I haven't heard what the status is of the Moderna research or protocols for a booster for those of us who got Moderna, and I'm over 65.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the FDA and now today the CDC have deliberated only on Pfizer boosters. And the reason for that is Pfizer has been able to submit enough data to FDA and CDC in order for those two organizations to deliberate on the Pfizer booster. Moderna now has submitted data to FDA and CDC, and over the next couple of weeks, we'll see the public hearings, first at FDA and then at CDC, on a Moderna booster. So I think we'll know probably by the middle of October, maybe a little bit before that, what the recommendation is with Moderna. I think you can assume, though, that whatever the decision will be for Pfizer, and we'll know later today, I think, for sure what CDC is going to say. They're talking about it literally right now as we're on the air. I think we'll see the same decision for Moderna. So just hang in there a three more weeks, maybe a little bit longer, and then we'll know what we're going to be doing with Moderna.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Thanks so much for your help.
Hope it helps, Peggy. Thank you for the call. That is the big announcement today, Dr. Cope, and we should mention older at-risk people can receive the Pfizer booster, the FDA is saying. It's kind of what you talked about on Tuesday and predicted would happen, but it leads to so many questions about who should get it and what if I'm not Pfizer, just as Peggy suggested. What do you do?
Yeah, so if you're not Pfizer, just wait. It's going to be, as I said, a couple few more weeks. And then we'll know from Moderna. Earlier in the week, Johnson & Johnson came out with a press release with some of its data. So that will be submitted shortly to FDA. So the Johnson & Johnson people and the Moderna people, don't feel neglected. We're in short order. We'll have recommendations made for you too.
Question here. I'm unvaccinated due to underlying condition. A vaccinated person infected me. I had a mild case. Now, should I go ahead and get the vaccine? Some medical advice indicates that vaccine pumps up your immune system, so another infection would be much worse. I'm confused. Dr. Copin, can you help with the confusion?
Yeah. So, Anna, what was the first part? Was there a reason why this person could not
underlying
be
condition? Underlying condition, didn't get the vaccine, but got infected, mild case, now wonders if they should go and get the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if the underlying condition would say don't get vaccinated. In other words, if there's a medical contraindication, a medical reason not to be vaccinated, please don't get vaccinated. If, however, there really isn't a medical reason not to be vaccinated, the CDC recommendation is that people who have had a natural infection with COVID and recovered should still go ahead and get vaccinated. So that's the current recommendation, that you should be vaccinated.
Okay, the other one here I want to ask you, 773, ask the doctor this. 170 vaccinated kids right now at my son's college have COVID. Last year, the highest number of kids with it was 60 when the vaccine wasn't even available. Why would this be?
Delta variant, that's why. I think two things. It's the Delta variant. We know it's much more infectious. Right? We've been talking about this for months now. And we see what Delta has done throughout the country. And my belief would be, without knowing where your kid is in school, I'm willing to bet, though, that the behavior of the students is far more normal this year than what it was last year. Last year, we were still in lockdowns when kids were in school. There was not in-person class. Most schools are being really strict about parties and things like that. I'm willing to bet college kids are back to being college kids. With Delta, the Delta variant found them. 140 infected. I'm sure there's 140 kids who had mild cases of COVID, because vaccines do work. So I think that's why. I think that's the answer.
That answers the question. Hey, let's see if we can get Mike in here before I let you go, Dr. Copen, and always appreciate your time. Go ahead, Mike. You're on WGN.
Thanks, Anna. Two-part question. Is the booster shot different than what we got before of the two-part shot? And if it is, how is it different?
Yeah, so the Pfizer third shot, the Pfizer booster, will be the exact same Pfizer injection that you got if you got Pfizer for the first two. Moderna has tested a lower dose. The Moderna dose used in the first two was a higher dose than what Pfizer used. And remember, Moderna and Pfizer both had that mRNA vaccine, the same thing. But Moderna had a higher dose of the mRNA than Pfizer. And Moderna seems to think that the third dose, the booster dose, will not need to be as high as the first two doses of Moderna. So that's the data that were submitted to FDA and CDC. So it's going to be interesting for those people who receive Moderna to see what these data show when FDA and CDC are able to deliberate on them.
Thank you.
Hope that helps. Hope that helps, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for calling. Dr. Copen, thank you for the time today. Always appreciate your advice on all of these things and helping us get through everything, the day-to-day news we get, in addition to just the bigger stuff, too. Lots more to talk about next week. Is the birthday party coming up? Is it this weekend, did you say, Dr. Copen?
It's this Sunday, so I'll be able to report next week on the Barbie birthday party.
The Barbie
and
birthday.
Eva and her two sisters enjoyed it. And more importantly, how the grandfather did.
Right. Well, this is important. I mean, you got to be happy, and I'm sure you will. I'm sure you spoil her just like every grandparent does. Dr. Copen, have fun at that, and enjoy your weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too, Anna. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital.